The Observation Deck with Gordo. It's the first O-Deck of 2012, and it's brought to us by A Number One Air and Man's Best Friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Come on, P1s, let's broadcast!
What voice is that?
That's my new radio voice.
Man, you need to rework that.
I am excited, Giorgio, about 2012.
Are you?
Yes, because this is the year of the Keither. That's what people are calling it online.
And, why?
I don't know. I'm just excited. 2012 is going to be very good for me. I'm finally going to lose that pesky final 60 pounds that I've put on. You know, everyone has that, right? Everybody battles that last 50 pounds. So, you know, I'm getting it all together. I'm going to check myself into a facility that will help me with the problems that I have.
Finally.
Good.
Similar to the one that Tiger checked into. Yeah, I'm going to go to that one. And so hopefully that'll get my pants under control.
Good.
Pants rehab. That's what it's called. So a couple quick hit Cowboy game observations. You know, they were showing Tony Romo's hand, how it was discolored and quote-unquote swollen. But I've always thought his hands kind of looked like that pudginess. Remember, I was the one that broke the story. He had pudgy hand.
Were you?
Look at his left hand. It looks a little swollen, too, over there. He's always had pudgy hand, but the discoloration looked really bad.
Yeah.
That was gross looking. By the way, just asking the sports experts in the room with me right now, how many more years does Romo have, provided he doesn't have some ridiculous... I mean, 33, 34? Isn't that where quarterbacks start?
That's the one. Another frustrating thing about this is I think they have... They've blown a lot of
Are they missing his window?
Years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to get any better, I don't think.
Three to 4 years, maybe? At a high level?
Yeah. And his best years may be behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Which will certainly not help his... You know, the team gets better and all of a sudden Romo gets worse.
Right.
That's certainly not going to help his legacy.
He's 32 in April.
Yeah, that young.
Now, some of that was, you know, carrying a clipboard, but that dude has taken a beating these last 2 years, last 3 years.
And, you know, it's like you were talking about earlier, Junior. What happens when he doesn't have the world's greatest tight end and all these things that he has right now? I mean, supposedly he had a lot of weapons at his disposal this year, right?
Supposedly.
Gordon, Jerry's in charge. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry.
Oh, boy.
You've got a general manager with 3 Super Bowl rings. How many times does he have to remind you?
I cannot wait for the lid to rip off this show at 8:15.
I think we do feel the same way.
Super Bowls. I hope you did.
Junior's raring to go. Speaking of Jerry, when they were showing shots of him sitting up there in his seat for the game, he looks like the Grinch now. He just looks like Dr. Seuss's The Grinch.
He does.
Color him green and he looks like The Grinch. When he gets the terrible, awful idea and the big old smile goes up, or when he's frowning, he looks like The Grinch. He just looks like The Grinch.
Is it called old age, or is he not doing well? Or is it an 8-8 season? I mean, didn't he look awful on Sunday night?
Well, I think the guy's like 80, isn't he?
He's 68 or 9. He's not even 70 yet.
Mm-mm. But that's getting pretty close to 70.
Well, yes. Okay, you got me there.
And Lord knows Jerry's put a lot of miles on himself.
Yeah.
Beautiful, okay. Solid miles.
He will turn 70 this year.
And just all the disappointing seasons he had to go through, it's got to just be hell on his cardiovascular system.
Yeah.
I mean, he's... You know, the next time he goes under the knife for face work, I mean, that anesthetist needs to make sure he gives him all the warnings, say, hey, look, you know, there's a chance that...
What are you saying?
That you'll meet the devil on this one.
Whoa.
We'll worry about that one tomorrow.
All right, you guys missed this, but while y'all were out, I filled in. I guess I didn't fill in. I'm here all the time, but Ducey filled in for the two of you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One Ducey equals two of you guys somehow.
We've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
And
now you driving the ship or piloting the airplane is something a little new to the listener.
Yeah, that's got to be unusual for the listener because I was doing the trafficking of it.
How many free falls from the air did you take him through?
Not too many.
Oh, good.
I don't think so, but it's weird. The Twitterverse seems very split as to whether or not I hate Ducey or I'm in love with him, in homosexual love with the guy. And I've thought I've been pretty clear. I mean, we have fun with Ducey, but I love him. I think he's mm-hmm. one of the most underrated comedic talents in the Metroplex. Mm-hmm. The guy's hilarious. And but yes, it's always fun to poke him with a stick and everything because he's such a tries to be such a composed individual at all times and is always trying to protect his image. And so it's funny to stick spokes in his wheels. And of course, I did plenty of that over the 3 days that we were together. I did do a Christmas tradition that you guys missed, the annual playing of Robot Santa.
Oh, man, we did miss that.
Here's a little taste of it. Isn't that greatness? It just drives me. It's such the bosom of insanity that I'm just completely wrapped in when I hear that song. But to me, that's not even the craziest one. What you?
I was going to say, I don't understand the concept of Robot Santa. That's where I'm lost.
As Ducey and I kept referring to it, the well-known legend of Robot Santa was treated in song. To me, the crazier one is Oh Hear Them. Oh Hear Them is the one that sticks with me even more than Robot Santa. Hit it, Expo.
Oh Hear Them. Oh Hear Them. Oh Hear Those Stockings Jingling-a-ling-a-ling too. Oh Hear Them. That Christmas smile. Love yours. Oh, hear those sleigh bells jingling-a-ling-a-ling too. That Christmas cheer with you and me. Oh, hear that link, a wing-a-ling link. That Christmas link, a wing-a-ling link. Oh, hear those.
Ducey was face-palmed the whole time he was listening to this.
Oh, hear that.
Who did this?
This was done by the
P1 Kevin's kids, right?
Yeah, P1 Kevin, who's in the band Eastwood, his kids recorded this.
Okay.
And he says that his kids are, like, appalled that these are still in rotation, so, in heavy Christmas rotation.
Because his kids also did Robot Santa, right?
Yes. Okay. Same kids, except now they're in, like, sixth grade. So they always get it from their buddies when when this is played. Do you think that's a girl or a boy?
Boy. I thought the first one was a girl and this was a boy.
So Ducey found these appalling. And I'm like, Deuce, come on, these are kids.
Right.
And he's like going, well, those kids suck. And, you know, he was really attitudinal yeah. while you guys were gone. Because Ducey himself fancies himself as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
So Ducey actually wanted to do a song. And he sang a song. Did you hear about this?
No.
Ducey sang a song on the air.
His own song, or?
No, he sang I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No.
Perfect for him.
From, I think, Oklahoma or State Fair or one of those Rodgers and Hammerstein things.
Those musicals.
So I figured that would be our 640 replay today, is listening, giving you guys a chance to hear Ducey sing. Because he pretty much nailed it. And as a Christmas gift to the P1s, you called me up shortly after the show yesterday and said, Gordon, please, I'm a little bit low on money. Fox 4 has obviously cut your pay tremendously over the years.
Don't need to get into that.
But you don't have a lot of money, so you're going to have to make a gift for the P1s. And I said, well, okay, well, what do you want to make? You're going to make like soap Bibles or popsicle stick cabins or something? He said, no, I want to give the gift of song. I want to sing for the P1s. I said, all right, what do you want to sing? And he said, there's only one song for you. And that is Rodgers and Hammerstein's I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No.
From Oklahoma. Where did you come up with this? What happened is you were walking from here to the production studio to do a promo for the show today, and somewhere in there you thought to promote me singing a song from Oklahoma meant to be sung by a woman.
But outside of that, you wanted to sing this. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
So as a gift to the P1s, here is the lovely, lovely voice of Michael Ducey from Fox 4, who has suffered so many pay cuts in the last few years, with a handmade gift for you, the P1s.
Actually, I was Curly in Oklahoma in high school. Annie sings I Can't Say No. She's
no
the floozy.
Asked,
she's
no
the floozy in Oklahoma.
No one
we'll try
cares
to keep
about
up
your musical
here.
History past. They just
go.
Want to hear you sing a song that was
they don't, believe
intended,
me, they don't want that
intended
either,
for a but, girl. Here it is.
It's going to start in a moment here. It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. Next page, please. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories, and I reckon they are true, about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. Here we go. Picks up here. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no. What you gonna do when a feller gets flirty and starts to talk pretty? What you gonna do, supposing that he says that your lips are like cherries or roses or berries? What you gonna do, supposing that he says that you're sweeter than cream and he's gonna have cream or die? What you gonna do when he talks that way, spit in his eye? I'm just a girl who can't say no, can't seem to say it at all. I hate to disappoint a beau when he's paying a call. For while I act refined and cool, a setting under velveteen settee, then I think of that old golden rule and do for him what he would do for me. I can't resist a Romeo in a sombrero and chaps. Soon as I sit on their laps, something inside of me snaps. I can't say no. Good night, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. What did you think of that, huh?
Encore. I thought the Ticket Orchestra sounded great.
Yeah.
It was a really nice arrangement.
You know, it cost us $2,500 to hire that orchestra just for that one song.
Get the DSO up
this
here.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, I think the two of you missed your calling. Both of you should have been Broadway entertainers. That's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
That's what you're good at. Both of you should be on stage.
You know what? He really actually nailed exactly what happened. I was walking in the production room, and I had nothing to tease for the next day, and so I just threw that out there.
Ducey sings Girl That Can't Say No.
Ducey sings I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No, because it's kind of a funny promo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I get in here, and I say, hey, I promoted this for $8.15. You think you can do it? And he said, well, I don't know. I mean, I was in it in high school. I guess I can do it. And I'll be darned if he didn't do it.
He nailed it.
Gets the lyrics and performs it as OK Annie. What is it, Jer?
Ado Annie.
I don't know that character.
Yeah.
Anyway, it gave me a giggle. And then, of course, we rolled screenless for the next 10 minutes, taking reaction on it. And that was extremely funny. I probably had to tweet the link to the Unticket where people can hear that.
Yeah.
It was a nice little moment. But thanks to Ducey for filling in.
Way to go, Mike. You have done it again. On-air brilliance here on The Ticket. 647 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.